The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in again on the Still Just Fishing Show.
Yeah, we got a red light.
You got a red light there. Red light on the dash there.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Ted Hartman and Captain Chris Nichols in here.
Good morning.
And,
good morning, everybody.
Yeah, we got some wind blowing already out there, I noticed. And so if you're heading out there this morning, I don't know if today or tomorrow is going to be the better day on the weekend day here because, I thought today was supposed to be pretty nice. Of course, a lot of people are going to be watching a game tonight instead, but they're showing west winds around 15 knots, small craft exercise caution. And then tomorrow, northwest winds 15 to 20 knots. And then it's supposed to calm down to 5 to 10 in the afternoon, or it says in the evening. Sorry about that. But I was thinking it was supposed to be calm tomorrow.
Yeah, I figured it would lay down, but not according to NOAA.
Yeah, that's National Weather Service there. I haven't looked at the other sites here on the phone yet this morning, but looking at that, it's like, wow, I don't know if today would be the best day to get out there or not. And looking at the west winds instead of the northwest, it might be better to get out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're showing wind finders even showing up to about 17 knots. Around noon or so, and then tomorrow just showing up to 19 knots by in the morning. And, I'm tired of the wind already.
Yeah.
Because I didn't work past couple of days. I know Chip Wingo and Leon Dana was on like a 15-boat charter. I think it was, Thursday. And
that's not a boat caravan, is it?
Not migrants, I don't think, because
they're not ferrying them in. So there's Cuba trying to get back in the game.
I'd like to see him take that many out in that little redfisher you got.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's not going to really calm down, supposedly, until about Monday as far as, getting a lot better conditions. But I don't know. We'll just have to look at it and see.
Yeah,
it changes every day. Yeah, there's a big caravan coming just... Hopefully it's not in the boats.
Yeah.
I guess the wind's going to have me just stay in and watch the game.
Yeah.
I'd rather be fishing.
Yeah, I would too, actually. As far as watching the game goes, of course, everybody go Gators.
Yeah, but, baby.
We'll
see how that works out.
Okay.
Ought to be pretty competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I watch it, sometimes I don't. It
ought to be a good matchup.
And I think our Jaguars just heading to London, aren't they? Is that what they're doing this weekend?
Yeah, I think most of their fans are over there now.
Yeah, they got some fans last time they went over there. They accumulated some.
Yeah, it must be the name Jaguar.
My wife is a Knowles Nut.
Is she?
Yeah, she's got a little helmet, a neon light helmet on the window. She flies a Knowles flag on the day they play. Yeah, and then she's all out for it then. Might as well go outside or something.
Does she watch the game, the whole game?
Yeah, she does. Okay. Yeah, she'll record it and might watch it again.
Wow.
Yeah, she just loves them. Our son goes there, or did go to school there.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. My daughter and granddaughter likes the Knowles. They always talk about them compared to the Gators. They always, of course, me, I don't really go for any of them.
Our oldest son, Chris Oglesby, he got a scholarship and played for 1 year at Georgia Southern.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, he's a good guy, good fella. Loves to play ball. And then my granddaughter is playing for Pensacola. for volleyball.
Hmm.
And my other two grandkids with Chris is on their way to being doing something great too. So
that's a good deal.
Yeah, it runs in the family, I guess.
I guess the series will be a little more challenging. I stayed up, but I quit watching in the 11th. Once they went to the second extra inning at 11, I went to bed. It was after midnight, but I see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I see LA come from behind. It looks like then beat them 3-2. It was tied to 2-2 all the way into the 11th inning last night after midnight, and I said, "No mas, I'm out of here."
Yeah, I was up till almost midnight, but I was watching Live PD. One of my favorite shows.
Watching what?
Live PD.
Oh.
Where they do the police departments all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when they get the dogs out.
There's some interesting.
I've seen them work. That's pretty fun.
One of the most interesting was when I saw them doing the one on Alaska. That's got some interesting critters up there.
Let's see who we got online here. I mean, on the phone this morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. It's Leon.
Oh, hey, man. How you doing, Leon? Yeah, I didn't have your name pulled up here. Sorry.
Laddie.
I still had the weather site pulled up.
Laddie.
So I didn't know you was on there. Sorry about that, Leon. You doing all right this morning?
Brother. Yeah, just heading to the ramp. Going to pull one more off this week.
Is it blowing out there where you're at?
Yeah, it's already blowing. I pulled out of the driveway. I'm seeing flags move already. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, I got out of the truck here at the radio station, and, man, the trees are just blowing all over. I'm like, really? You know, I mean, when is this wind going to stop?
Well, you know, I'd rather have west wind than anything else. So I'll take it. You know, I got a low tide at like 6:40 this morning here in the valley. I'm going to just head straight back to the creeks, buddy, get nice and low below the grass line, you know, hunker down into my holes and pick up some fish. You know, we're catching black drum in those back creeks. We're catching redfish. Not catching any trout, which is fine. Which, surprisingly enough, Vic, I'm happy to say this. Yesterday on my charter, caught three nice flounder in the back creeks.
Oh, good.
That was a nice little bonus to pick up in the back holes.
Did you get them on mullet?
No, I actually got them on mud minnows.
Oh, okay.
See, that wind was blowing so damn hard, and we started late in the morning. I was like, I am not going to try and chase some mullet across the surface.
You know something, Leon? I went by and got some mud minnows the other day from Brown's. And them things were huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah.
And they were almost like a mullet.
Yeah, yeah, I like them big ones.
Hard to tell when you reached in the well and you grabbed something. It was hard to tell. I thought I had myself a mullet, and it was a big honking muddy.
They all honker. Man, you ever been bitten by a mud minnow?
I hope not.
Actually, when I've reached down in there to, like, you know, pull the plug and stick my screen down there so the mud minnows won't go down the hole and all that stuff, if they've been in there a day or two, they'll come over and start nibbling on your fingers.
Yeah. They ain't bashful, buddy.
I know it.
I mean, don't you ever throw your live shrimp in a live well full of mud minnows, man. It's like the movie 300.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just going to go full Spartan on those shrimp immediately.
Yeah, and don't make the guy in the
heads and tails.
Don't make the guy at the bait shop mad at you. He'll slip a blue crab in there, and you'll be searching around hunting for muddies, and you'll get bit all right.
Oh, man, I use a lot of blue crabs down here in the valley, and, I mean, I always make damn sure that I always declaw mine. A couple years ago, man.
Disarm.
Yeah.
They grab you.
I had a kid in the boat. And we had a crab, and he threw it in the live well for me, but he didn't take the arms off of it until I reached in there. I tell you what, dogs in China could hear me shriek when that thing got me.
Oh, yeah, they draw blood.
Man, that's the meanest critter God, I think that, honestly, that's the meanest critter God created on the planet.
That thing is full of hate, there's no doubt about
that. That thing will bite you just to be mean.
They know what's coming when you reach down there to grab them. Put your phone number out there, Leon.
All right. If you want to go fish the valley, you can reach me at 904-591-8906 or find me at palmvalleychargers.com.
All right.
Good deal, Leon.
Go catch them up, brother.
Have a good day today if you can, man.
Go spank them.
We'll get them.
Try to stay out of that wind. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling, Leon. Appreciate it.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And 222-8255 is the number that gives a call if you'd like to. And looking at the tides we have today at Mayport, you had a low tide this morning at 4:13. It was a 0.2, and then you got a high tide at 11:06 a.m. And it's a 5.8. Then you have a low tide tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Mayport. And then high tide at 11:56 tomorrow, and it's a 5.8 again. So looking at these tides and stuff, I mean, you know, getting out there this week, you'd have low tides in the morning, and you know, the low incoming, I should say, until around, you know, Tuesday. Then you'll have a low tide when you get out there, if you get out there at daylight. And I know next weekend, isn't it next weekend the times change?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
5th of November.
Yeah. And
life as we know it is over.
We're going fishing or camping and fishing on that day. We're heading out.
Yeah. Where are you going out to, Huguenot?
No, we're going to probably go to Hannah Park.
Hannah Park.
Okay. Yeah, there's I haven't tried fishing the surf on that far end, mm-hmm, where the poles go out and divides off the Mayport side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to try that out there. Mm-hmm. Looks like a good spot.
Does Gail surf fish with you,
mm-hmm,
when you go?
Yeah. When she feels up to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been a little bit on the not feeling good side.
Mm-hmm.
But, whenever, usually she'll go out there and do that.
Yeah, it's I haven't surf fished in years and years. It's just so crazy.
Oh, man. You just try to work missing so out. It's fun, especially some of those, what Sue Ellen was talking about in her little book about high impact versus low impact beaches. Mm-hmm. The ones that have a real high angle going down to the water, like down there at Surfside, mm-hmm. just north of Volano Beach, is really, there's a lot of shell. You can get the mole crabs out of there, sand fleas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good beach. I hear nothing but good reports out of that area.
Yeah, that's where I've always used to go down there. You know, the surf fishing, or, you know, not really surf fishing, but fishing up at Huguenot Park, I always did in the, you know, in that bay area. Mm-hmm. I didn't even surf fish out there mm-hmm. on the surf part of it.
Yes. But, I didn't either until I met him. And
that's a bait shop in there.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you,
bait everywhere, man.
You know, whenever I used to like to surf fish, because, I mean, that's, you know, that's something you could go do for 2-3 hours and then go home and you not have another hour and a half worth of work on the cleaning the boat up and all that stuff.
You know, if you get on Google Earth, it always shows the water at low tide.
Uh-huh.
And if you get in there and look at that bay area you're talking about.
Yeah.
You can see where the channels run.
Mm.
So when the tide starts dropping, all those fish that sit up there on those sandbars have got nowhere to go but back and around those channels.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little place over there on that far side. It's a little hike from those poles to carry all your gear down there, but it narrows, the little channel narrows in, and you can sit there on that low tide at that drop off and just catch just about anything you want if you peel the shrimp.
Yeah.
I have tried it not peeling the shrimp,
mm-hmm.
and you don't catch nowhere near as many. But if you take that shrimp and peel it and throw it where the scent can get out there,
yeah.
mm-hmm. Just about any fish goes through there will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. You feel a cooler right there.
That's the good thing about the shrimp. Everything eats shrimp. So, you know, when you're out there like that, I mean, if you're throwing like mud minnows, then, you know, you only got a particular fish that's going to eat those mud minnows. But using that shrimp, everything eats shrimp.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get back out to the sheephead out there at the jetties because, you know, now this water temperature is dropping. And, you know, I saw it the other day. I mean, it's probably in a week and a half, it's dropped 6 or 7 degrees.
Yeah, I saw it's down below 80 now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at low tide, you can see where the fish have been tailing in there. There's a lot of snails in there,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of, lately, there's been the grass has grown up along the bank, and there's a lot of fiddler crabs up in that grass now,
mm-hmm.
where there didn't used to be any in there, any grass at all along that
side. I know. There was no oysters and no grass up in there in the 80s.
So you can go in there as... When we went out there and I tossed the net, you can see big potholes.
Yeah,
where the fish have been in there, tailing in there. So it's there's some fish in there.
I used to let it get in there on the higher tide. You know, come in through Fort George and fish for trout in there on the higher tide, and they should be in there this time of the year. But I haven't been up there to see.
Well, there's enough bait for everybody in there, fish, people.
Well, and I think once a bunch of this bait leaves, I think you're going to see the bite pick up too, you know, for all the species like the flounder, the trout, and the redfish.
They'll get less picky.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now there's so much bait for them.
It's a buffet.
Yeah, and the one thing I haven't seen is the shrimp coming down the river like normal. And, you know, we tried again for the croakers. I can't remember. I think it was last Monday, and they're still just so small. It's just wild. And so I don't know if they're even going to get any size to them or not this year.
Did Brown say where they're getting their shrimp from? Are they local or something?
I don't know.
I heard there was some people were talking about some shrimp to way down south.
Because Brown's had some big vicinity. Shrimp. They had some real nice dead shrimp. Is that where y'all got some?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where they got those shrimp from.
I got them from Browns, yeah.
Yeah, they were, mm-hmm. I mean, I knew you got them from Browns, but I'm wondering where the shrimp man
came
from.
Oh, yeah, I didn't ask.
Yeah, they were really nice brown shrimp, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and having nice sized ones like that, you know, a lot of times when we're whiting fishing or croaker fishing, of course, we're breaking them in half or
mm-hmm.
breaking them in three pieces because all you want is a small piece, especially for whiting. I mean, they get small mouths, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they've had some really nice-sized shrimp, and I've been enjoying those, but, you know, as far as getting those, but, you know, I don't use a lot of dead shrimp unless it's croaker or whiting season, stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, it's, of course, the drum now, also, if the drum right there at Trout River, I like to use shrimp up there because for some reason, those drum up there like shrimp instead of crab.
Yeah, know? Something big that might have been a drum over there. We hit the CCA reef the other day south of the Fuller Warren on Sunday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And we marked it.
Yeah, we marked it.
Found two of them.
Yeah, there's two drops out mm-hmm. there, and we found them both. They've got nasty, gnarly old buoys on them. Somebody dropped it, and I was like, well, you know, we keyed in the numbers and went right to it. Oh, well, we must be in the right place. There was a buoy.
And it's not a crab trap float that's gotten lifted into it.
No, it's a crab trap style float, but it's been hit by boats. One of them's what, only half a float?
Yeah, like a prop hit it or something.
Mm.
It's cut
in half. It's a half moon float.
But y'all fished those reefs?
Yeah.
You're good. What'd you do?
We did.
Float fish? Did you float fish some live shrimp over?
No, we did was bottom fish with some flounder rigs, and I was bottom fishing a flounder rig, and I tried my spinner bait in there, just kind of probing the area to get an idea, and it was hanging up on stuff, mm-hmm. so I don't know if the structure's sinking into the silt or not, but it wasn't too bad. We were able to get it. I think we got everything back except for he got schwanked by something big.
Just hammered it. Mm. Just about pulled a pole out of my hand. It was just totally unexpected. Wham! It went down, and I tried to pull back on it mm-hmm. and set it, and it was gone.
Think it was a DWA, a drum with an attitude or something.
Yeah, it snapped the line.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, down there, I mean, there's no telling. It could have been a bull red or something like that, too. You had a light tackle.
It was
I'd love to go down there and float fish it sometime, you know, live shrimp over top of it. I think that's the way. If you can locate, like, the surface, you know, to see how much water you got and just kind of drift a shrimp pretty close to it.
It's shallow.
I mean, it should be some shrimp.
I
mean,
it should be shallow.
Sheephead and black drum and trout over them, you know.
I got 10-foot of stainless steel chain on my anchor, and I could see the chain to rope eye splice on the rope where the rope couples up to the chain mm-hmm. was coming right up to the surface, and my anchor was on the bottom. So anchor's about, you know, 25 inches long
mm-hmm.
and then 10 foot of chain. So it's shallow in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was wondering at a low tide.
We're on the last fish and the last of the outgoing in there, which is usually real good.
Oh, okay.
Good last tide out. For the okay. river.
So less of the outgoing, so that was about as low as it was going to get in there normally. I mean, on an average low tide probably.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had no real minus tides, but still, that's good to know that you can go over top of that thing without hitting it, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that unless you're big boat and got off course, got it way out of the channel. It's way out of the channel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hundreds of yards from the channel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tide was said it was 1.1 at low, you know, it was in between, or we just had a thumbnail moon up there or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a minus at all. So,
yeah, so the 1.1, I mean, that's a foot above normal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then your wind, depending on what your wind was doing.
They mark up good on the scope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see how big they were.
Oh, yeah. You could, there's plenty of structure and
because
there's
supposed to be 200 by 200 feet.
Well, if you can catch the salinity back that way mm-hmm. where you got a little salt, you probably would do pretty good.
Yeah, I think things will fire off if we can get the water normalized again.
Yeah, I think so too. That might have a lot to do with it down there, but you know, because it's got to have plenty of barnacles, oysters, algae on it now, so you know.
And we really haven't had much rain at all.
No, we hadn't lately. No, we're supposed to get a bunch Thursday night and Friday night. And
we'll talk some more reef stuff when we come back. There's some more reefs just went down.
We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Florida man with a long rap sheet captured and accused of sending more than a dozen mail bombs to prominent Democrats. Justice Department officials announced that 56-year-old Cesar Soyuk of Aventura, Florida, has been arrested and charged in the case. The arrest yesterday capped a nationwide search, and it spread fear of election season violence with little precedent in the United States. It seems to be tapering off now that an arrest has been made. Former President Barack Obama went after President Trump's tenure in office in fiery speeches in Milwaukee and Detroit that took aim at he and other Republicans for, quote, making stuff up. The speeches were among Obama's sharpest and most direct takedowns of Trump policies and his tenure in office. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 296 points and NASDAQ suffered a 151-point loss. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There is no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, November 2nd and Saturday, November 3rd at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents the music of The Who in the Jacoby Symphony Hall at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, November 3rd at 9 a.m., it's Shredder Day with the Jacksonville Jaguars at TIAA Bank Field. Check online for details. And Saturday, November 3rd at 8 p.m., see and hear Toto in concert at the Florida Theater.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
You guys, a good drive around town this morning. No delays to encounter, except maybe a little bit of construction. Watch out for that. Nice weekend. Mostly sunny, breezy today. High 75, most clear tonight. Down to 52, and then sunny on Sunday. And rest of the week, looking for daytime highs into the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And I don't know why that is either. They have a lot of, we're talking about some big bluefish down in St. Augustine, but usually the big blues aren't up here. Usually a big blue up here is about 3 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
But year before last, I mean, we were having them, we caught some that were 15, close to 20-pound bluefish.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were actually eating our speckled trout off the lures.
Yeah, I didn't hear about them too much this year, but, yeah, last year I heard there was some studs around that were pretty gamey. There were some pictures. One in Facebook looked like it was a 30-inch plus blue.
Oh, yeah. Some were 36, 38 inches. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were big.
And that's a hard-fighting fish, too.
They are. They're fun to catch, of course, whenever you got a 17, 18-inch trout on and you pull him up there and the blue comes up and bites him in half. That kind of makes your heart sink. But
yeah.
A friend of mine, Justin Box, I went fishing with him out there because that was his home area. He fished a lot out there in St. Augustine. And then, you know, when you're coming off of that ramp there and you're coming out that little creek there where the ramp is, it's that big sandbar right there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at high tide, we used to float across that and just tear up the bluefish in there. I mean, it was load the boat if you wanted to keep them, but I mean, they were just stacked in there. It was fun. I mean, you can just throw a spoon out. It didn't matter what kind of spoon it was, as long as it was flashy.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something about the St. Augustine Inlet that those big blues seemed to like, as opposed, and then once they got done there, it seemed like they just kind of skipped St. John's, you know, and skip Mayport and keep trucking toward Boston.
Yeah, there's some, I tell you, they have those big old blues up north there, but I was going to find these photos here and show them to you whenever, because I think it was year before last when they were eating the trout off the lure so bad. But there was a big old bluefish. And I did enjoy having them in here because, I mean, that they are a lot of fun. But, you know, it kind of makes you, like I said, makes your heart sink whenever your trout gets taken by them. But they'd come up and hit that thing like a barracuda.
They know a tasty fish when they see it.
They'd come up just out of nowhere. You know, you'd be fighting the trout and getting him in close, and then all of a sudden that thing just come just nailing, you know. And sometimes it'd pull them off and, I mean, you know, see.
Showing
pictures of it. There's another one.
Man.
I mean, and they would just. Jerk them right off the line, you know. And I'm like, good gracious alive. I mean, these things were huge, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
See, that one's close to 40 inches.
Yeah.
That bluefish.
That's a truck right there. Yeah,
and I mean those things. You know, I'd hate to be swimming in the water with them things. I'm telling you, the way they were,
submarine.
Yeah, I mean you'd have to worry about your fingers and stuff like that.
Yeah, up north, north of the Chesapeake, like around New York, to get those big ones like that.
Yeah, I was trying to catch. I had a Spanish mackerel on there on the lure, and trying to catch. You know, I was sitting there with a camera on the ready because those bluefish come right up to the boat and nail them. Or you can pull him out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can see the splash behind him, but I didn't get the bluefish. But yeah, they were mean, I'm telling you. But, you know, to be able to see those big old fish like that.
I think, to be here,
I thought maybe that was going to be, you know, a new thing to come here, you know, that we was going to start getting these big ones, you know.
Yeah. I often wondered if some of the bites that people, that bathers were incurring in the surf might be that everybody wants to right away blame on a shark. I'm wondering if it was a blue. Yeah.
Let's get BB on here. Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing, Vic?
All right.
Campaign manager.
Oh, okay. How you doing there?
I'm kind of laid up, but that's beside the point. Are you aware of them FEMA wanting to close Ready Point Pier?
No, I wasn't. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday, and there was a yellow sign there, and it goes through it and says they're almost ready for the last decision on it.
Is that the big pier with the two T's on it at the park up there?
That's it.
And is it damaged from the hurricane or something?
No, they don't want to maintain it in the future.
Huh. So they just want to close the whole thing down?
And that's amazing because that pier is one of the piers that is in the best shape of anything right around the corner at Lions Club. Their pier is destroyed and not no movement on fixing that.
Hmm. No, I didn't even hear that. But that's
I sent you a copy of the sign.
Oh, okay.
I texted it to you. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, I forwarded it to you.
You text to me?
To Vic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, I hadn't got it. When did you do that?
Just a little while ago, but I'll redo it because I sent it to one of your old pitchers.
Yeah, they need to leave that pier alone because it had a piece of wedged or lodged floating dock from somebody else's dock wedged up underneath of it. But you pull that out of there, and that pier was good to go. And that is one of the finest piers I've seen.
Yeah, it was pulled out because we pulled it over all the way over into the grass and had it over there.
Okay.
And we used it as a fixed platform.
Oh, okay.
They came and got it.
and that is FEMA, huh?
Yes.
I didn't know they were into closing piers.
Yeah, I didn't think they had the jurisdiction to do something either. Like that.
Yeah, only if like a hurricane had damaged it or something or other. But, yeah, I'd be interested to see that so I can make some phone calls.
Yeah.
FEMA's.
And I'll tell you what, there's hundreds of people that use that pier.
You got that right.
Let me see. My number is 699-2285. Is that the one you texted to?
Let me see here.
Yeah, FEMA's federal. That's not even state. What are they doing messing with our pier?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me get a pen.
Okay. All right. Just tell me when you're ready. But
I just, it just knocked me down when I saw it because as far as a lot of the older guys that can't get out in a boat and so forth, they fish there.
Well, that was a nice pier.
It's awesome.
It's got
two big T's on it. Floating.
Yeah, I haven't been on it, but I fished around it.
Yeah.
I throw lures around it at times.
Sure.
I mean, in certain times of the year, people go out to the end of it and catch black drum off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some guy was catching bull reds off of it recently.
Wow.
I was talking to the guys a couple of weeks ago. They were tearing up the big reds.
There you go.
Or should I say the big reds were tearing them up?
Yeah.
that's what he sounded like. He got schwanked a couple times.
Yeah, because, I always thought that pier was just a great pier for people to be able to fish off of, you know?
Oh, it is. We need more like that. It's your number's what now?
It's 904.
Yeah.
699-2285.
I'll send it to you here in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, you almost need an electric cart when you fish it. It's a long walk out there to the end of it.
The thing about it is you could fish off the end of it, or you could go up there, you could float fish with the Cajun Thunder around the grass edges.
Uh-huh.
You could also throw lures around the grass up there, you know.
There's a nice current break or rip right there. If you look back toward shore over to the right on the outgoing tide, there's a good rip that Ted and I was looking at through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I've caught plenty of Spanish mackerel in that rip, believe it or not, and trout.
Yeah, because when the Spanish get up in Mill Cove, they get all up in there.
Yeah, but we catch a lot of trout on lures right there. But up against the shoreline, we catch a ton of flounder and redfish and trout.
That's such a shame. Do they have any kind of date on there or anything? Well, I'll see it whenever you send it to me. But
I'll send it out to you.
Okay.
More about it.
But that's just crazy. I'd like to be able to get some phone calls in and see what's going on with that because, any time that they want to take away, an area for fishermen to be able to get to from the shore, I'm kind of concerned about that.
Yeah, it's got great bottom in there too.
That is great place to fish.
Yeah, Scott.
Right. Yeah, and people don't always, people are not always able to get on a boat. And, bridge fishing is one thing. I know somebody, Ken over there at Browns Creek Fish Camp, he does really good trout fishing off of these bridges around town. But, most of the people who fish off the bridges are just bottom fishing and catching small stuff. To be able to have a place where you can get to from the shore without having to have a boat is just, we need to save all those we can.
Yeah. Yep. I'll get it out to you. I
appreciate that, sir. Thanks for the call, and I really appreciate you sending me that.
Good call. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah, those are the best places for take kids,
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an awesome,
222-8255. Give us a call.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterwards? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Endurance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Endurance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Endurance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and just to let you know, BB, I got the sign. I got the text and got the sign where I can blow it up here, you know, enlarge it and read it. And I've been reading part of it. And, it's talking about, has received subgrant application for City of Jacksonville's repair of Ready Point Preserve dock due to damages Hurricane Matthew. But, when were y'all on it?
About a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is talking about Hurricane Matthew. So,
And that was a year ago.
Yeah.
But if y'all don't know where this
actually
is.
Actually, it's 2 years ago now. Yeah. Because Irma was a year ago.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because it's up there. It's kind of adjacent to Lions Club Park, Lions Club Boat Ramp and Park. And this park is really nice. Got nature trails and picnic areas. And I tell you what, that dock is the finest fishing dock. It Plus, it's good for looking at just nature. There's wild birds out there and all kinds of stuff.
The wood's getting a little age on it, but it's still holding in there. It's still good. I don't know.
Yeah, I might just see. There's a phone number in here and all this too. So we'll find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, I was shocked it wasn't covered up with folks fishing on it the day you and I were up there.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Maybe they see that sign and think it's closed or something. But I mean, they don't have a rope off of it.
See that sign.
There was no sign when we went there a month ago, unless it's something they just recently put up.
They might have.
It was fully functional. The pier wasn't blocked off. There was people out there fishing on it.
Yeah.
And it was my first time seeing it from other than being in my boat.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is a fine pier.
Yeah, I haven't been on it itself. I mean, I fished around it in the boat, but I have not been on it.
It's solid. I mean, we were out there walking it. It's wide.
Mm.
It's big enough for people that are on electric carts or wheelchairs. It's totally
motorized
awesome.
Coolers.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
And motorized coolers take off and go on in things. But, that's just wild. I mean, we got to find out what's going on with that because I get concerned when they start talking about, doing away with access to the water for people because, I mean, it's just like that shark thing that we went to, that meeting about shark fishing on the beach, I mean, we just have people all the time just want to shut down fishing somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It just concerns me when people want to, stop people from being able to get to the access of the water like that.
Yeah, because anybody that's disabled in a wheelchair or electric cart that wanted to just go out and experience nature, it's perfect. They can go out there and, it's the next best thing. It's like you're out in a boat. That pier is a couple hundred yards long.
So, that picture they're showing on here of it is pretty long.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we just got to find out what's going on with that.
I'm sure they can see it from the International Space Station. It's a big one.
So you say you're looking at getting a trolling motor?
Yes, sir.
You're going
to
bite
the bullet? I got a call
in
the mic. To Matt, yeah. And I'm waiting for him to call me back so I schedule bringing it over there.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to bite the bullet on it.
Yeah. Get the quick-release mount.
Yeah. I want to be able to pull that thing off of there when I'm not using it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I say
I don't want that sitting out there in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Plus, he's got that nice new aluminum three-blade prop, that manatee mauler you got.
Yeah.
But, whenever those, the mounts that for the GPS drone, the XI-5 and all that, they're different than the regular old mounts. So, I mean, it's not like you can just change your, keep your old motor and exchange it. You know what I mean? It's a whole different mount. And now what you can do is having put your old one on a quick release mount, and that way you can switch it over if you wanted to. They'll both fit on the quick release mount.
Yeah, that quick release mount is pretty much a must have. That little shoe I've got up on the front of the paddle.
Yeah, because that way, if you say if something's wrong with the trolling motor at any time, they're under warranty or whatever, and you want to take it to the shop, you don't have to take the whole boat. You just take that. You just pull that pin and take the trolling motor.
Yeah,
So that's good.
Very handy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I'd burn it up when. When me and Chris went out in it last, it's only a 54-pound thrust on that 19-foot polar, and I was fighting a current with it, and I had it turned wide open, and it started resonating at some type of high frequency, and then it just got louder and louder, and then it just went, it stopped.
I thought I heard it saying, "Help me."
Did it, after it cooled down, did it come back on?
No, it blew the fuse.
Okay.
And so I...
Do you have it on a circuit breaker?
No, it's in a... it's got an inline fuse. Mm-hmm. So it popped. Mm-hmm. And well, you look at it, it didn't look popped till I got home. I had tear it apart and I tried to fix it. But then I had to go find another inline fuse.
Yeah. And so that's all it did. It didn't. Okay. Because the motherboard sometimes will, you know, overheat, mm-hmm. and then you have to replace the motherboard in it.
But yeah, no, that didn't hurt that.
But that way you can have one for a backup if you wanted, you know, if you wanted to do that.
And they'll put you in one of those push button resettable breakers like you're talking about.
Well, mine has got a lever.
Oh, okay.
So, because you want to turn it off. You want to see, the thing about the trolling motors is you want to be able to turn that juice off to that trolling motor completely while you're not using it, you know. And that keeps your electrolysis from working on the...
Yeah, if yours is hardwired, I could see the mm-hmm. need for that. Mine's a plug.
Well, mine's a plug, too. So you could unplug it.
Yeah.
I just have that breaker in there to, you know, to flip it. And that's what I do under the dash is just, you know, inside the console, just flip that breaker off, cut that juice off of it, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of handy because I've noticed when I'm running through hard chop,
mm-hmm.
I've had that... All of a sudden, saw my trolling motor come on real low, like the mm-hmm. like that twist throttle is very sensitive to being, you know, bounced around a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, a switch I could flip from the console would be handy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I can get 36 or three batteries and then the starter battery in the same console.
Yeah.
I got three in there now, but I'm having to strap them all together to fit. But I don't know if I can get a 36 volt system in there.
Yeah. How big is your boat?
19 foot.
Yeah, you could probably get, you know, the 24 volt.
Well, I was wondering if they had a 24 volt in a 90 plus pound.
I think it's
thrust.
82 pound. I think it's 82 pound is the biggest on a 24 volt. Now on the GPS they may have one that's a slight bigger, but that's a regular 24 volt hand controlled. That's what my old one was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I got. But I mean, my rig's only about a third of the weight of your Polar. So
yeah, I'm gonna have to see if he can get it in there. I did find an iPilot that had a 24 volt 90 pound. That was the best I could do at a 24 volt.
Yeah.
But an 80, I don't know mm-hmm. if an 80 will work because you got an 80 on yours, right?
I got an 80 in it.
Well, when we hit that current out there, your little boat, it wouldn't pull it around.
I think one of those Barracudas is like you and I were looking at. I think one of my Barracudas is not pulling its weight, mm-hmm. so I don't think I was getting all 24 then.
So I'd like to go to 36 if I can get that many batteries in there.
Yeah, you... Well, if you want to fish it all day.
Yeah, I mean, 36 is going to give you power for a long length of time.
Yeah, all day. Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. Unless you're trying to anchor up and really using it as an anchor in really stiff current.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to at least 100 pounds.
And what I like to do, well, see, mine's 105.
Well, how long is the shaft?
Mine? I don't know. I have no idea. I got the longest one that they had at the time, you know, so I don't know. And I don't know if they come out. I think they got bigger ones now. I don't know. Anyway, Bragger. We'll be right back.